Hello, and welcome to episode 100 of the Indie Business Podcast, brought to you by the Indie Business Network, where we believe that entrepreneurship is for everyone. We serve makers and artisan small business owners by offering you affordable product and general liability insurance, as well as our exclusive Indie Business Blueprint experience, the most straightforward entrepreneurial training program to help you plan, execute, evolve, and grow as you also experience what we call the ultimate trifecta of a joyful life, a profitable business, and a meaningful legacy. I'm your host, Donna Maria. I'm a certified entrepreneur mentor and the founder and CEO of the Indie Business Network. In this episode, I'm excited to introduce you to Hannah Hahn of Ruministics in St. Louis, Missouri. Do you remember the blockbuster movie, The Perfect Storm? With a stellar cast, including Diane Lane, George Clooney, and Mark Wahlberg, it left a lasting impression. Well, that's the analogy that today's guest, Hannah Hahn, employs when recounting her journey to entrepreneurship. She calls it a perfect storm of her love for fragrance, crafting, and the thrill of venturing into a business. Hannah eloquently paints a picture of how these three elements collided to chart what she calls her organized career path. I bet you'll resonate with much of what Hannah's narrative in this episode shares, gaining valuable insights into designing a business that aligns with your personality and brings genuine joy to your life. Who doesn't want that, right? Join us for this lively discussion with Hannah. I am confident that her calm, and she's very calm, magnetic energy, and her honest storytelling will leave you feeling inspired, energized, and ready to plan and take the next steps in your own entrepreneurial journey. So tune in. You're going to love this one. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. You can get a summary for this episode at indiebusinessnetwork.com/100. And now let's get right to it with Hannah Hahn of Ruministics in St. Louis, Missouri. Well, Hannah Hahn from Ruministics in St. Louis, Missouri. Welcome to Indie Business Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, listen, you are with Ruministics, and I am so excited always to have our members on our podcast, but super excited with you because I have seen your brand grow from the very beginning, and what an amazing journey this has been. So tell our listeners, Hannah, if you would, what is Ruministics? What does it stand for? And a little bit about how you got started.
Yeah. So Ruministics is my, obviously my business. I started back in 2016, making, aromatherapy products. So the story really begins when I was, a young child, and I've always had an interest of having natural, like being interested in natural products. So when I was a kid, my mom would take my siblings and I to a health food store, and I would walk into this health food store and I would love the smell. I would absolutely just love the smell of just being in this space where there just seemed to be have such a smell of goodness and wholesomeness. And it took me a while to actually figure out that's why I liked the store, was just the smell of it. And that really began just being in this space of like being around natural products that really began a journey of just an interest in natural products. And so fast forward until, you know, when I was a late teen, early 20s, I really began to have an interest in aromatherapy. And I kind of put that interest on the back burner for a while and was really focused on some other things in my life. But in my late 20s, I really began to have an interest in scents and aromatherapies and really the natural products that I've always had an interest in. Became more of a focus and really something that I wanted to focus on as being maybe even a career path for me. So I began to really look into what essential oils were and just how many like different, you know, scents there were out there. And I remember buying my first bottle of essential oils and it was lemon, and I didn't know what to do with it. But I bought it and it smelled amazing. I was just like, I just had this desire to know more about how I could use this amazing smell. And I began to do some research on the internet. And I came across the American College of Healthcare Sciences, which was an organ where I could learn about aromatherapy and what all the essential oils did and all the different scents. And so I got a certificate of aromatherapy through the American College of Healthcare Sciences. And that was a clinically focused, and it came with like a business course. And I learned that you can use essential oils in products and they would just smell good and you can make your own blends and everything. So I took that and I graduated with the certificate of aromatherapy. And from there, I really felt that this is what I wanted to do, was just to make products. And I've always been a crafty person. I love making things. And combined with my love of aromas and my love of making things and an interest in being an entrepreneur, kind of all was like the perfect storm to creating Ruministics. So.
I love that. I love that story. I love how you describe it as a perfect storm. We're going to talk a little bit about how entrepreneurship can be a little stormy, but I love that you talked about when you first went into the store, you loved it, but you didn't really know why. And it took you a minute to figure out that it was the aroma, because as you know, I'm from studying aromatherapy, the smells in our lives are always in the background working, and we don't always realize it until we really sort of think about it.
Yes, it's
Such an
true. We're
interesting thing.
it really is. I mean, we're surrounded by so many different smells during the day, and do we pay attention to them or how they can affect our lives, for the positive and the negative? The sense of smell is a really powerful, organ that we have and can really affect our lives.
And it's so easy to overlook it. That's what's so fascinating about it, is that it impacts us sometimes without us even knowing it. So I'm so excited to know about how you discovered, wow, in the background, it really sort of came to the fore, and you've used that to really not only transform your own life, but in your business to transform other people's lives. So Ruministics obviously is the culmination, or one of the culminations of that impact in your life. So tell us a little bit about that brand name. Where did that come from?
So in knowing I wanted to start a business, there's always the search for, the name. What am I going to name my business? And for me, I feel like names have, a lot of meaning behind them. I'm kind of a word nerd, and so I like words. And I was looking for a name that really described like scents and how they how do I want to describe it? Scents and how they make us remember things. And so I was looking at in the dictionary, for different words that kind of I felt would have that feel to it. And I came across to ruminate. There's lots of different names or words that I was looking at. And the word ruminate is just to think on things and to meditate on things and to ponder. And so that's what the name ruminate means, or to ruminate. You think about things. And it basically, ruministics is just a word that I made up and that I always say is just a derivative of to ruminate, which So I took the name Ruministics and I really like it after, playing around with a lot of other words. And I felt like that name really kind of connotates like to think about things and to ruminate and to remember things. And it's really connected with the sense of smell, because sense of smell can help us remember things. It's very closely linked to our memory.
So when you're ruminating and pondering and thinking about things, when you have sense to go along with that, you can really kind of have like you create your own space and hold space for your memories and your journey
Right.
and your life, right?
Yes, correct.
And
Yes.
so it sounds like what you were able to do as you brought those things together was you have a name, you have an idea, you have sense, you have a theme, and then all you need is a product, right?
Right.
So, and voila, you have a business. So it sounds so orderly, Hannah. Like, has entrepreneurship been like orderly for you? It sounds very organized.
No, it hasn't
No?
been. I mean,
Okay.
I wrestle a lot with I've wrestled a lot with my life with a career path. And so, landing on, aromatherapy and ruministics was maybe that was the order, maybe that was my order in my chaos. I needed something to kind of grab onto, and that's what I gravitated towards. But it hasn't necessarily all been cut and dried.
If only, right? If only.
Right.
Okay, so but in hindsight, I mean, as it's so easy for me to say all these years later, right? It looks so easy, right? We all know
Right,
it's not, as business owners, we know it's definitely not. But so you do have, as you said, the perfect storm of these things that came together, and now you have a business. So tell us about the products that you make and how they fit into the ruministics, the pondering, the thinking, and how they fit into that along with the sense. Tell us what the products are and how they come together around that.
Yeah, so I currently offer, I say two or three products, and it's not a lot. I didn't start out that way. I started out with a lot more products, and I've had to taper back over the past few years and really kind of hone in on just a couple of products. So right now I sell roll-on oils, so aromatherapy roll-on oils, and I sell soap that I make. And then I put those two components together, the aromatherapy oils and the soap, and I put them together as a self-care set. So those are my three main products that I have, but I'm actually really only making two. So the aromatherapy roll-on oils, I have six main core scents. I have one for energy, relaxation, stress, and tension. I have one that's more like a pondering blend. It's more a little more grounding. The aroma is more grounding. I have, let's see, which one did I not say? A focus one, and I have a rose blend that's more perfume. So I have that's more for like romance. So I have six different core blends. And then I have a limited edition blend where I can bring out once a year, twice a year, that kind of is more the creative blend for me. It's only here for a limited time. So I have those six core blends plus a limited edition. And then I have the soap that I make is four different scents, as well as a limited edition that I bring out every couple of months.
And so there's the soap and the roll-ons. And did you say three products? Did I miss one?
So the self-care sets that I have. So I
Okay.
technically only have two products that I actually make, and then I put like a relaxing roll-on oil together with the lavender soap, and I create a set.
I see. Okay. So the sets is a third product that you can buy as a set.
Correct. Yes.
Okay,
Yes.
I love it. I love it. So your customers can come to Ruministics and they can like sort of feel what mood they want to create for themselves or what they want to ruminate on, right? Energy, focus, and so forth, and put that together for themselves. So they can use your products not just to enjoy the scent or to, take a bath or whatever with the soap, but they can use it to kind of create and design their own space or moment, right? Tell us a little bit about that and how aromatherapy enhances a person's life in that way through your products.
Yeah, so I'm really about creating reflections and creating reflective moments no matter where you are. So with the aromatherapy roll-on oils that I call roll and go oils, thanks for to doing the mastermind group a couple of years ago with you. The
Oh,
roll-on
that's
oils,
right. I remember that.
yes.
Did you say roll and go? Roll
Roll
and
and go.
go. Oh,
Yes.
okay. I remember that from the Maker Mastermind. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. So I'm really all about creating reflective moments and creating those moments no matter where you are in the world, really. If you're at work, if you're at home, if you're traveling, if you're, on the back porch with some friends, like no matter where you are, you can have one of the roll-on oils or roll-and-go oils with you to create a mood. No matter where you are, stick it in your purse, your bag, your pocket, your travel bag, keep it on your desk at work, keep it in your kitchen, on the bedside table. No matter where you are, you can create moments of reflection. And there is really also to help you slow down. I mean, we're all really busy. We live busy lives. We're constantly going from one thing to the next. And so what I really try and put out there is that you can create a moment of reflection. You can slow down no matter where you are. If you're a mom and you have a kid that's at a soccer game, you can take out your reflective blend or your stress and tension blend or your focus blend and roll it on while you're sitting in the car waiting for your son at soccer. So anywhere you are, you can create moments of reflection. And it's also just to help us slow down. And just really enjoy the moment that we're in. And the scents I feel can really bring that connection back to just slowing down, relaxing for a minute. Roll on your oil right before you go to a meeting at work that will help bring peace and tranquility and calmness to your life and your emotions. So,
That sounds really great. And who doesn't need that like all the time? But
right.
I think especially like post pandemic, and I your business started before the pandemic, but kind of super close to it. So are you seeing a great, even greater need and desire for that post pandemic, right?
Yes, definitely. I mean, self-care is a big thing right now, and especially post-pandemic, when people are kind of getting back into normal routines and life and just trying to figure out life again in a way,
Totally, totally. Oh, trying to figure out life, right? Wow. That's a mouthful. So a minute ago, you said that when you started your business, you had way more products and you've pared them back. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience? Like what do you feel necessitated that? Because you said you're like a crafty girl. So did you
Yes.
find that you were crafting a little too much? Like, was there like too much making? And was that like a challenge? And how did you meet that challenge of needing to kind of pare things down a bit?
Yeah, so I am definitely very crafty, and I just love making just things, anything, whether it's a sewing a pillowcase or making a cake or knitting a hat or whatever. I love using my hands to make things. And so when I first started Ruministics, I kind of made any and every product that I wanted to make, as long as scent was a component in the product, and essential oils were a main factor in my product. I made whatever I wanted to. I made little sachet bags that were in the shape of a tea bag that you could stick in your drawer, but it had an aromatherapy blend in them. I made eye pillows that you could use. I made body scrubs. I made a body mist. I made like a hand salve. Plus, in addition to the roll-on oils and the soap. So it got to a point where I was just like, wow, this is a lot of products for me to keep up with. And I was doing a lot of different scents in a lot of different sizes. And it really honestly just got to be too much. And I was at that time, I did not have an outside job. I was working solely on my business. And it got to be a lot, even though I was just working on it pretty much full time. And I realized doing, because I sell a lot, I sell through my website, but I also sell through a lot of events, pop-up shops, farmers markets, craft shows, and things like that. So at going to these different events, I noticed that more products were selling than other products. And so I really honed in on the products that were selling and kind of let the other ones go aside. I no longer make sachets in the shape of tea bags, and I no longer make eye pillows. And I no longer make a lot of things, you know, and that really helped focus. And I did have to kind of like curb the, you know, desire to make a lot of things, and I still have to do that. But being so much focused, it has made my business so much easier to run. Like it has made it, I cannot even tell you how much easier it is to run my business by just honing in on just a few products and really mark trying to market those products well. And yeah, like it's really been a night and day difference for me.
Well, you know, and I love that you said because like and as I said earlier, I've watched and I've seen it, like I have literally witnessed it, and I can see the focus. And I love your packaging, by the way. I want to ask you about
Thank
that.
you.
You know, and it is when you're creative, it is a challenge to kind of rein yourself in. But I also love that you said you have limited editions, and the limited editions, I'm guessing, do they like sort of feed that creative engine that you have. So you are focused and disciplined, but when you do want to sort of run amok, right? You have the ability to just go, well, I'm going to just make a limited edition and kind of buy all the different oils I want and play around, right? So you have the best of both worlds.
Yes. And it is a lot of fun making the limited editions. And I just, you know, it kind of gives the creative spark and back into the business. And I like making the other products too, but after a while, it's like it just becomes really routine. And I'm just like, oh, I need to do something, you know, a little bit different.
And so do you have any help with making the products in your business? Do you have other people to assist you at any times, like at shows or during the holiday rush season or what have you? Or is it 100% Hannah?
It is 100% me. Now, I will say that my husband does help out at the markets, but other than that, it's pretty much just me. I do have a graphic designer who helps me with some, you know, the packaging. But other than that, as far as manufacturing, it's all me.
And when you sell your products, it's obviously you have a website. It's ruministics.com, right? So you sell at shows and on your website. Do you sell anywhere else? Like, do you do any wholesale or any like private label or anything?
So I sell at a couple of different boutiques in the St. Louis area. And they're very small and they're also really focused. So I feel like by and I just at this point only wholesale my roll-on oils to the different shops. And yeah, my products fit really well with these two small boutiques that I'm in.
So you're really picky. It sounds like you don't want to wholesale just to wholesale. Like you kind of want to have relationships with retail stores or boutiques where your products are sold.
Correct. Yes, definitely. I just don't want to be here, there, and everywhere. Because when I first started out, I was in some consignment shops, and honestly, you know, I learned a lot through those experiences. But I would not go back and do that.
So how do you like the show experience? Like, how do you choose shows that you feel are good for your brand?
That is a good question. So when I first started out, I was also doing a lot of different shows around town. Really small craft shows and then bigger farmers markets. And choosing them has been very, At first, I wasn't particular, but now I've gotten a lot more particular. when you're first starting out, I feel like you're testing the waters. You're not really sure how your product's going to be received by, the masses. And so I was just kind of testing the waters, and I was not particular, but now I have really, again, honed in on one market that is about 5 minutes from my house. It is a very big farmers market, in fact, one of the biggest in St. Louis. And I have, I've made that my focus of my markets. And it doesn't mean that I won't do smaller pop-ups here, there, and everywhere, as if they fit in with the maker only. I'm not going to go to the shows that sell, like MLM companies and things like that, because that's not my focus, at all. And I've tried to pare it down where it's closer to my house. Like I used to go to different, like other states, and I don't do that anymore. I'm just here.
That's so great. So your journey has really been about starting and learning. Like you've done the work to figure it out. Like you didn't start, it sounds like, thinking that you were going to, meet your matches immediately. You tried different things, and that's how you learned what was going to work for you.
Correct. Yes. It was been a lot of trial and error. And I used to be kind of down on myself, like, oh, why don't I have it all figured out? But honestly, like, this is the life of a small business owner. It is a lot of trial and error. And if I can do anything to encourage your listeners, just keep on doing things, keep on testing, keep on trying. And I mean, there's no, it's business is difficult, but it's also fun and enjoyable. And just keep trying and keep pursuing what you want to do. So.
Well, I want to pick up on that, by the way, too, Hannah, like fun and enjoyable. What is fun and enjoyable about business for you?
I think for me, one of the most enjoyable parts is making the product because I really enjoy making things. But then also I'm a very much an in-person person. So I really love going to different events and connecting with people that way. Going to the farmers market every week has been is just it's enjoyable for me to just be outside. I'm an outdoors person. I really love connecting pe with people at the events, the whole setup and tear down. Some people kind of like cringe at the setup and tear down and think, oh my gosh, it's so much work. It is, but it's also fun. Like you get to create a space that's unique to your business. And yeah, that's one of the things I really enjoy about it.
It's also movement too. And if you like being outside and you like moving and you like creating, it's movement. So it actually it kills multiple birds with one stone if you think about it that way. And when, it sounds like too, as you said, you like being in person. And I think that, I wonder, I'll ask you, in a post-pandemic world, I don't know if we're ever in a post-pandemic world. So I say that sort of, take that with a grain, whatever it means. I don't know what it means, but, because we were isolated for so long, it's like just to be able to get outside, whether you have to tear down or not, just to be able to be outside and with people. I just wonder if it is even more of a blessing now. Do we appreciate it more now than we ever have before?
Yes. I mean, I think so. I mean, going places where you can see people face to face is just, it's good.
It just has a whole new meaning for so many of us. We took it for granted before, and I think our generation, it's like now, oh, I get to go be with people, like, and not have to worry so much that I might, like, not be here tomorrow. Like, it's really a good thing just to appreciate that. And I'd love to talk with you a little bit if you would share about, your packaging, which is so amazing. Like, each one of your roll-ons comes in a box with a picture of a woman on it. Like, tell us who that is. That's your brand personality. Tell us a little bit about that.
The woman on the box, her name's Rumini, and I came up with that name because it's just kind of a takeoff of ruministics. And that's another thing that went, I think we went through the mastermind, Maker Mastermind a couple of years ago. We really kind of honed in on, giving her a name and, having her be like more the face of the business. So
Absolutely. Which, by the way, I have to say, was a brilliant idea that you and another person in the mastermind came up with, which was absolutely, I watched that happen and I was like in awe. I just sat back and closed my mouth and watched you guys come up with that. But anyway, so Rumini, Rumini, that's her name, right?
Yes, correct. So these are her, and in quotation marks, her roll-on oils. So I market them as hers. So she is how you can, identify with the scents or the moods or what you need, what you're needing in the moment to create those, reflective moments. So each one comes in a box. It has, her picture on it, and then it also has a little story. And it just says, "Hi, I'm Rumini," and she introduces herself. And, I love to use my Roll and Go oil at night when I'm relaxing, and I just roll it on. I journal with it, and and then she just says, "Here's to, more relaxing moments." So there's a little story that kind of comes with each roll on. And that was something, and I can't remember who was in the Maker Mastermind or not, or if I'd really bet that back and forth with my graphic designer, but just bringing the element of a story along with the product and having it be, there's more a substance there instead of, oh, this is just a roll-on, like everybody has roll-ons. Like, how can I differentiate the product, the business differentiation, and bringing that element of story there.
So smart, so smart, and I love it. So when you market your products, obviously you do the shows, but to sell online, how do you market your products in a virtual world to attract people to buy them at your website, Hannah?
So right now I really am focused on Instagram. That seems to be the place. I do have a newsletter, definitely have a newsletter that I send out on a regular basis. And so I do that. And then it's just through social media and mostly Instagram. I also have Twitter and Facebook, but I really hone in on the Instagram because that's the most enjoyable for me. And I just like it the best. It seems the easiest way to connect with people. So that's the virtual side of the marketing that I do.
And when you say you use your newsletter, like, do you somehow connect the newsletter and Instagram together to get people to go to the website and purchase? Or like, how do you kind of connect all those dots together to get people to go to the website and check it out?
So with the newsletter, I definitely always put a link back to the product that I put in my newsletter or the blog that I put in my newsletter, or some link, something that always links back to what I'm promoting in the letter and then back to my website. With Instagram, I have Linktree, and I just, when I put something on there, I do, it has a link to my website as well. I do sell on Instagram. People can, I have like an Instagram shop where people, if I'm promoting a product, I can tag the product and then that can go to directly to the website.
Oh, that's smart. That's smart too. And you blog? Oh my goodness. Like, not all the members blog. Like, do you like the blogging as well?
The blogging is a challenge, I must say. I say blog hesitantly because it's not, I don't do it on a regular basis, but I have a lot of blog ideas and I love writing. I'm a writer at heart, so that is one of the things that I would really love to do more of, but never seem to like make time for it.
Yeah, blogging is like it's great for some things, but it does require a little bit of extra time. So
It
I
does.
think I saw something in the Indie Business Network member Facebook group about a journal. Are you creating a new? Tell us a little bit about that as we kind of close things out here.
So my new product for this year, and I am making journals. So the journals are something that I have always had an interest as well. Kind of like the sense, like way back when I was a kid, had an interest in making journals. I'm a journaler. Like I said, I'm a writer at heart, and so I really enjoy that, and I really like making my own journals. And so I really felt like having another product that went along with the kind of reflective moments theme or the ruminating theme would be a journal. So that's my new product for this year that I actually made a lot of them last year. And so I'm not currently making a whole lot of them, but I have a lot of a lot of inventory, which is good. But I really feel like it goes back to the ruminating, and it's something that I can make with my hands. And it's not a body care product, but it is a soul care product. So I really wanted to tie the body and the soul together and have these different elements of handcrafted journals along with the roll-on oils. They can be toted as well anywhere because they're small enough where you can just throw it in a backpack. And if you're at your son's soccer game, you can just sit there and write if you're a writer. It has a different element to it as far as because it's not body care, but it does fit in with the role, the excuse me, the ruminating theme.
It
And
does. And so
yeah,
you make these too?
I do, and they are a lot more work, but it as well, it is a very enjoyable work and very therapeutic actually for me to make. And so I just really enjoy making them, and they have gotten a lot of attention at the markets that I attend and the pop-ups that I attend.
And can we buy them online too?
You can, yes, definitely. They are listed online, and I am listing them more seasonally.
Okay.
Yes, so
Okay.
there'll be a turnover there, you
So,
know.
Hannah, how did you learn how to make journals?
Self-taught, really. Like I said,
How?
it's always been an interest, and I've just got a couple of books out of the library and just figured it out.
Okay, so this is so fast. Okay, so you can learn anything. Like there's a lesson here for all of us. Like if you want to learn how to make something, you can learn how to make it. Like you learned how to make aromatherapy products, roll-ons, you took your aromatherapy classes, you became a certified aromatherapy therapist, you learned how to make soap, you learned how to make journals. I'm sure there's something on your list. You also learn how to set up your own booth for your shows. You learned how to be an entrepreneur. Like, I don't know. It's just, you're so inspiring. I'm sure we could go forever with all the other things you've learned. We may have to have you back again, but I love that. I'm so glad I asked about the journals because I almost forgot, but I remember you had posted in our entrepreneur group about that. And I'm so glad I asked because I don't know if you know this about me, but I am a candle addict. And a journal addict. Like I'm a writer as well. So I'm a little bit holding on to my credit card right now. But I'm so excited that you shared that because it sounds like the perfect complement for your brand, not just for any bath and body product, but for your brand. And it sounds like a very thoughtful addition, which makes it so much more meaningful.
Yes, definitely. And this is something that I've wanted to do. I've really wanted to bring the journals along, for the past couple of years, but kind of waiting for the right time, and that really was like kind of getting my body care products in order into something that I could, kind of handle as far as manufacturing and then adding in the journals as well at the right time, and I don't know when the right time is ever the right time, but sometimes you just gotta, kind of, I don't say figure it out, but just kind of wait and see, test the waters a little bit again,
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, and I promise I really am trying to end, but you keep dropping these little gems. And so like what I was going to ask you about the right time, because so often we do have a new idea and we think it's a good one. We think it's a new and complementary thing. And in business, you kind of things do get stale, so you do have to shake things up a little bit. So how did you say, okay, it's the right time to pull the trigger? Like, were you sure? Did you say maybe next year? Like, how do you kind of know? Do you have people that you talk to about these things? What do you consider when you're thinking, okay, this seems like a good idea, and how do I know when to test it?
I don't really talk to people except my husband.
Yay for husbands. Like, he helps at the shows and he's a good sounding board, obviously. So that's great.
Very good sounding board. I do have some friends, you know, a couple of close friends that I, you know, kind of bounce things off of as well. But I did bring the journals last year to the markets that I was doing the pop-up shows and things. But I, this year, and it was, that was kind of the testing the waters a little bit. How do people react to them? You know, is this, do I feel like this is a good fit for my business? You know, are people confused about you have body care and you have journals? Like, kind of like, you know, seeing how people react is a really big, that's very helpful for me as a business owner, is to see the expressions on people's faces and the questions that they ask and everything. So it's hard to pinpoint a right time. I mean, in a way, there's no right time, but there's always the right time. And that I really felt after I had brought them last year to a couple of my shows that this was, if I was going to do it, now I'm going to just do it, you know? So this year I made a very specific, just kind of plan of just bringing them out, and I'm going to put them on the website and they are going to be an official Ruministics product.
Wow. I love it. There's no right time, but there's always the right time. Oh my gosh. That is like a quote. That's a memorable quote. There's no right time, but there's always a right time. Like, I could see that applying not to business, but to life and right. Some things in it, like motherhood, everything. Wow.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to remember that one. Hannah Hahn from Ruministics in St. Louis, Missouri. Tell us, where's the best place to go follow you? What handle should we use? And all the things as we close out today.
Yeah, so I am on the, my website is ruministics.com. On Instagram, I am at ruministics, at Twitter, at ruministics, and Facebook, it's Thoughtful Body Care. So those are my virtual places where you can find me.
And tell us the name of that show, your favorite show in St. Louis, for those of us who are there or end up there. What's the name of it so we can search for it and find it? So if we're there, we want to come see you.
Yeah, totally. So every Saturday, I am at Tower Grove Farmers Market, and that runs April through November every year.
Sounds great. Tower Grove Farmers Markets. We're going to check that out as well. Hannah from Ruministics, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you next time, and maybe at the Tower Grove. Ruministics.com, everyone. Check it out and get yourself those roll-ons. Check out Rumini, and don't buy up all the journals before I do. All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Well, I hope this episode of the Indie Business Podcast left you inspired, motivated, and excited about the future of your business and your life. Let's quickly review three of the most significant business insights Hannah and I discussed today. One, streamline your product line. Hannah's passion for crafting led her to initially create a wide array of products when she launched her business. Seriously, she said, anything scented was fair game to make it and sell it. However, she soon realized that the challenges of maintaining a wide range of scents, sizes, and products, it just wasn't so good. She gradually streamlined her offerings to just four staples of soap with the occasional limited editions, alongside six roll-on fragrance blends that followed the same pattern. Additionally, she introduced self-care sets featuring combinations of existing products that were already in her line. This meticulous pruning process spanned years, but it proved to be a strategic move for Hannah, and it's working. Not only has she alleviated operational burdens in her business, but she's also simplified her marketing efforts and the overall leadership of her business. Smart move, Hannah. Like I always advise my clients and members, I'd rather see you make a lot of money successfully selling a few carefully streamlined products than to make a little bit of money trying to sell everything to everyone. 2, test the waters to achieve success. In her early days, Hannah cast a wide net, eager to gauge the reception of her products by selling lots and lots of them at lots and lots of markets. Unsure how her offerings would be received, she opted for quantity over quality. However, as both her business and her personal brand evolved, Hannah became more discerning. As she gained a deeper understanding of her target audience, she became better at identifying the best market venues for her products. Today, aside from carefully curated pop-ups aligned with her brand, the only market she sells at is St. Louis's largest market. This strategic shift ensures maximum return on investment, both financially and in terms of personal fulfillment. Hannah acknowledges that navigating the market landscape has been a serious journey of trial and error, a quintessential experience for any small business owner. And 3, make your business fun and enjoyable on your terms. Hannah pointed out that the dual nature of entrepreneurship is real. It's challenging, yet inherently enjoyable. It's a sentiment that deeply resonates with me. As Hannah points out, entrepreneurial enjoyment isn't automatic. It requires deliberate effort. For Hannah, the fun lies in the hands-on aspect of crafting her products and the joy of personal interactions with her customers at events. Whether it's the vibrant atmosphere of the markets or the physical satisfaction Hannah gets from the activity of setting up and breaking down her booth, she finds fulfillment in every step of the process. While it's undeniably hard work, Hannah relishes the opportunity to create a physical space at the markets that reflects her business's unique identity. For Hannah, infusing enjoyment into your work isn't just a perk, it's a priority. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Indie Business Podcast. You can subscribe to the Indie Business Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or any of your favorite podcast apps. You can also listen at our website at indiebusinessnetwork.com. Just click on the podcast link. Now, we rely heavily on Apple Podcasts in particular to help spread the word about the entrepreneurs featured on our show. So if you listen there, would you please take a moment to give our podcast 5 stars? It helps so much to know that you appreciate the inspiring stories we bring you. And we love it when you partner with us to bring more visibility to small business owners we feature. We'll see you on the next episode of the Indie Business Podcast. In the meantime, enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way.